This is the King Chasing Podcast. Here's your host, Richard Martin.
Everybody, and welcome back to the newest edition of the King Chasing Podcast. Summer is here, but we're still rolling here with new episodes of the King Chasing Podcast. However, our past episodes of the King Chasing Podcast are still available at the NCCAA YouTube channel, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your favorite podcast, and of course at the NCCAA.org/podcasts. This summer is going to be a little different for the King Chasing Podcast, as we will have a summer series dedicated to student athletes on mission trips. Throughout the summer, many of our NCCAA student athletes go on mission trips, whether it's at home or abroad, and do a lot of work for the Lord, spreading the gospel and sharing with others. We open up our series on mission trips this summer on the King Chasing Podcast with Carly Blevins, a junior at Faith Baptist Bible College and member of the cross-country team, who just finished a mission trip traveling the Camino de Santiago in Portugal and Spain. During their time on the Camino de Santiago Trail, Blevins and her teammates traversed over 130 miles, talking to people who are also making the hike to Santiago, Spain, and sharing the gospel with those around them. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll turn it over to Carly for the newest episode of the King Chasing Podcast. Hello, everybody. Richard Martin here for the King Chasing Podcast, part of our summer series where we look at different mission trips that our student athletes across the NCCAA have been on. We're going to start off with Carly Blevins here from Faith Baptist Bible College. And Carly, thank you so much for joining me today to talk about the mission trip that the cross-country team at Faith just finished up a few weeks ago.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm super excited to be here and get to share about all that the Lord did in each of our lives on the trip.
And so we'll just get right into it. Your trip was over to Portugal and Spain. It was the Camino de Santiago, and a little bit different, more of a trip than what many people think of as a mission trip. But what is the Camino de Santiago for those who may not know about it?
Yeah, so the Camino de Santiago is a Catholic pilgrimage. And there's various different routes, and they all meet at this cathedral in Santiago, Spain. So when we started was in Portugal, or Porto, Portugal, and we walked, it was about 130 miles to Santiago, Spain. So people from all over the world come there and walk it. In total, our group met people from 35 different nations on this trip, and so you get to meet people from all over the world, and they are all doing it for various reasons, some of them for Catholic reasons, others just for the experience, and we were doing it just to talk to people and to help poke holes in their worldview to point them towards the truth of Scripture and Christ.
That's awesome. And so how did you decide on this mission trip, and how did Faith kind of come together and decide that this is what our mission trip was going to be this year?
That is kind of a cool story. So Faith sends their different sports teams on a mission trip every few years. So it was cross country's turn to go on a trip. And then, so there are a couple of different options that our coach was working with, but Seth and Crystal Grotsky are missionaries in Spain, and they take groups on the Camino. And so they were reporting back at our coach's church. And that's the time that we were trying to figure out where we wanted to go for our missions trip. So Coach Lon and Seth had mentioned in his report that he was going to come to Faith's campus the next day and ask for a group of students to come walk the Camino with him. So Coach Long caught him after that and was like, hey, what if our cross-country team comes and walks it with you instead of just opening it up to all the students? So that's kind of how our group started. And then I decided to go on it because I'd been praying for opportunities to just serve others. And I thought this was the Lord giving me that opportunity. And I was also just really interested in the physical challenge of it and getting to just walk that many miles. It sounded like a lot of fun to me, so that's why I decided to join.
Awesome. And so, like you said, this was a
really just a walking trail for the most part, and taking the pilgrimage as well. How many miles did your teammates walk, and just kind of what ways did your teammates serve people while were traveling on the Camino de Santiago?
Yeah, so it totaled about 130 miles. So we walked about 15 a day. Some days were a little more, some days a little less. One day we ended up walking 20, I think over 21 miles. That
Oh,
was not intentional.
wow.
I kind of got going on the runway a little bit, but so yeah, that the way that we served people along the way was just striking up conversations with them. So we read the book Tactics by Greg Kokel before we went, and then our Seth Grotsky, the missionary we were with, gave us tips as well. And a lot of people are very open about talking on this pilgrimage because like everyone is doing the same thing. You're all going for the same goal. It's just kind of a really uniting thing. So there was, so we'd usually start by saying, "Oh, what made you decide to walk the Camino, or why are you walking the Camino?" And then just building the conversation from there. So we met a lot of atheists and agnostics, and then a few devout Catholics, but not as many as just people who are like, "Oh, I'm just here for the experience," or "I just wanted to. I've heard about this hiking challenge and just wanted to try it out." So we'd talk to them, and then sometimes we'd see the same people then the next day or the next day, and then can kind of keep building that relationship and building that connection with them, or even seeing them in the hostels that we stayed in at night. It's a good way to just talk to people and just trying to encourage them as they're walking, or ask them questions, get them thinking more deeply about spiritual matters, or just, yeah, trying to be a light to their day. And then we also tried to encourage the Grotsky family as much as we could while we were there.
That's awesome. And so, like you said, different mission trip, a little bit different. How does this mission trip differ from really any other mission trips or service projects that you've done either in your community or trips that you've gone either overseas or at home?
Yeah, I definitely feel like this is a very unique trip. It's different from what you usually think of when you think of a missions trip, because it's not like we are in one spot helping one local church or local community the whole time. Yeah, it's just very progressive. And yeah, we're just like always on the move. But it was very evangelistic, I'd say. Like, that was the main goal, was to get us training in evangelism. So that was a cool way that we got to serve that I hadn't really had that kind of opportunity or training before. And then it was also my first time out of the country and in Europe and living out of a backpack. So the thing that makes it really unique is all we could bring with us was our one backpack that had one change of clothes, like sandals, and super minimal because you had to carry whatever was
Yeah.
in there. So that really made it unique as well.
So during this trip, mission trip, facing the challenges of having to walk, like you said, 15 miles a day at least, and doing all of that, what is one thing that you think God either taught or showed you during this mission trip?
Yeah, he definitely showed me that I don't need as much as I think I do. Like, I live so minimally out of that one backpack for that week, and it was, or 2 week and a half, and it was really refreshing. And just like, yeah, I don't need as much as I think I need. Like, I still have, well, the Lord is always with me. I can still have access to the Bible, even digitally. It's nice to have our real Bibles, but yeah, all these things that we think that we need or can't live without, you really can. So I was really thankful for the Lord reminding me of that, and just how I can simplify things like that too. But then also, he really grew me in just being bold and being willing to put myself out there and risk getting rejected. But I believe that I have the greatest news. How other people can have eternal life if they just put their faith and trust in Jesus and believe that he died on the cross to pay for their sins and rose again on the third day. And that if we confess with our mouths that we're sinners and believe in our hearts that God has raised him from the dead, that they can be saved too. If I That is the greatest news in all the world. And if I have that, I need to be bold in sharing it, because it just doesn't make sense to keep news as good as that to myself. So it really encouraged me to just be more bold with other people, just even at restaurants or waiting in lines at checkouts at stores. I can just strike up a conversation with them and encourage them and point them towards Christ.
Awesome. During this trip, again, you had 130 miles to walk. What was kind of one of the most interesting or eye-opening things you saw while walking on this trail? Again, you saw different cultures, different people were in two different countries. Just what was kind of the most interesting or eye-opening thing that you saw that maybe made you kind of think a little bit?
We did see so many different people in so many different stages of life. Like, a lot of people were like retired. There's some people in their late 70s who were walking it, and that was just really cool to see how I can have this connection with somebody that much older than me, because we share in common that we're walking this trail. And staying at the hostels at night, there was lots of different interesting things that we saw there, some funny stories that we came back with for sure. But and like I said before, it just really opened my eyes to how l little I really need, and how much more I can just be dependent on the Lord for everything. But yeah, as long as I have him, I really do have all that I need. A kind of a motto for the trip and for the Seth Grotsky's ministry is pack simply, think deeply. It's just like how we can simplify the small things so that then you can have that opportunity to think deeply and connect with others as well.
That's awesome. So when you finished your trek, you get to Santiago, you finish up the trip. Was there a kind of a relief that, okay, we got the walking done, or was it kind of a disappointment like, oh man, I want to go further and just keep doing more?
Yeah, I'd say definitely some of both. It was really exciting to like get there and see the cathedral, and you walk in to this, there's a huge cathedral, like it's massive, and then there's just this big like open square where all the pilgrims are. So just going in and just seeing all these other pilgrims and seeing people that we've met along the way too, and just getting to like congratulate them and be like, hey, we all made it. That was, yeah, a really special moment that I hope I will never forget. Yeah, just the emotion of finally making it to Santiago. And by the end of the day, everyone's feet were hurting and we were ready to be done walking. So I would love to do it again sometime, but I'd say at that moment I was probably ready to be done walking.
This trip again with your teammates, you're with together for 2 weeks, you're walking together a lot with your coaches or the Grosk family. How did this trip kind of help your team kind of grow closer together, not just as, as a team, but also grow closer together in Christ?
Yeah, I'd say it was very beneficial in team bonding, because there were a lot of times where there weren't other pilgrims around when we were walking, so then we'd just be talking to each other. And yeah, I just had never had that much just like time to just talk with teammates like that. And yeah, just something about it where you're just more willing to be vulnerable and open and honest, because you just have, yeah, this time to talk and get deeper than we had before. So I think it was very beneficial for us going into this next season. Some of the people on the trip won't be doing cross coaches next year because they graduated or whatever. But yeah, I'd say definitely it was good to connect in that way. And now we share this deeper connection, and I really got to know my coach and his wife in a really good way that I just didn't know them that well before. So it was a really neat opportunity to know them better. So I'm excited for that as well as we go into the season. And then, yeah, just knowing ways to pray for each other in this next stage of life, because we went on this trip right after school got out. So then it's kind of everyone's now transitioning into whatever they're doing for summer, or if they're not coming back to school, then just for the rest of their life. One girl on our trip, she's from Canada, and then she had to take a different flight than us, and she's not coming back to Faith this fall. So it's like, in a way, we literally had to say goodbye to her forever at the end of the trip, and all of us were like, yeah, just really bummed and sad. We're gonna miss her a lot, but also really thankful that we had that opportunity to go on that trip and connect in that way.
It's awesome. So you already kind of mentioned it, how you said being more bold with your faith, but how has this ministry made you think about how you can serve, back home locally at your hometown, on your campus, and just wherever you go for meets or however you travel here in the United States?
Yeah, I feel like especially in like a college student's life, it's so easy to think that you're too busy to stop and talk to somebody quick, or even just say hi as you're passing by, because you're like, oh, I don't have time if they like want to keep talking or something. I did, because I have all these things I need to do. But really, when I like think about it, I'm like, Carly, you do have time to spend maybe 2 minutes talking to that person, because you don't know how the Lord could use that, how you could encourage them and point them towards Christ, things like that. So I definitely want to be better about even just at school, taking a moment to talk to people. It doesn't have to be this big, long, deep conversation, but just little connecting points add up over time for sure. And then, yeah, being more bold with other people that I see and meet, and just willing to put myself out there. I could get rejected, but I am, it's worth it, you know.
Awesome. So just want to close out, again, you talked about the Grosky family. For anyone who maybe is interested in going on this trek and maybe supporting the Groskys, what are ways that they can do that, either from here or by, ways they can get involved to prepare themselves to go on this trek?
Yeah, Seth has a website. I think it's called scquest.org, and he has different blog posts, and also has a YouTube channel. If you just look up Seth Grotzky on YouTube, he has all these videos about the Camino. There's a video from our trip on there of all of us just reflecting quick about the trip. And then the Grotzkys also are missionaries, so they do take support and have support in churches and can be an individual supporter of their ministry. They do have a really neat and unique ministry, so I would encourage everyone to just check it out, get a little more information on it, and yeah, check out Seth's blog. And yeah, I think that's about it.
Awesome. Well, Carly, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for sharing about your mission trip and the trip that Faith went on. And good luck this upcoming fall at Faith Baptist, and continue to use what you learned on your trip there.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Carly Blevins for joining us on the newest episode of the King Chasing Podcast. Again, a start of the summer series on various mission trips our student athletes will be taking over the summer vacation. And for those wanting to learn more about Seth Grotzky and his work in Spain and on the Camino de Santiago, or how to support his family during their time as missionaries, you can head to scquest.org for more information. That link is also available in the description of this episode on YouTube and on wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Speaking of which, you can listen to past episodes again at the NCCAA.org/podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on the NCCAA YouTube channel. Once again, thanks to Carly for joining me today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll have plenty more interviews over the summer as this summer series kicks off. It's going to be a fun time. Thanks for tuning in again to the King Chasing Podcast.